Houdini. The man whose story we are about to tell was so amazing that you probably will not believe what we say. But every word of the story is true. Harry Houdini was born in Budapest, Hungary, where his family soon moved to America. His parents were very poor, and Harry had to leave school and go to work when he was 9 years old. His first job was unusual. He was very good at doing tricks, so he was given a job in a circus. It was to hang upside down and pick up needles with his eyelids. Soon afterwards, he got another job with a blacksmith. There he began to take an interest in locks. Then he joined another circus and traveled all over America with it. One day, all the members of the circus were arrested for giving a show on a Sunday. This was against law. When the sheriff had locked them all in the cells and had gone away, Houdini remembered what he had learned about locks from the blacksmith. In a few minutes, he unlocked all the doors with a piece of wire, and the whole company quietly crept away. Traveling with the circus was a hard life. They often found it difficult to attract people to come and see the show. The successful escape from prison gave Houdini an idea. In future, at every town they came to, Houdini challenged the local police to keep him locked up. He always escaped within a few minutes. The news quickly spread. People began to come to the circus in large numbers, especially to see Houdini. Very soon, he became famous throughout America. He decided to leave the circus and give shows on his own. He dropped all the other tricks from his act and concentrated on escaping tricks. Within a few years, he had become famous throughout the world. Wherever he went, people came to see him do his escaping tricks. He continued to challenge the police to keep him locked up. One of his most difficult escapes was in Russia, where the police prided themselves on being able to keep any prisoner in the correct. This was a huge steel safe on wheels, used for taking dangerous criminals from one place to another. Houdini was stripped by the police and searched for hidden tools. Then they locked him in the correct. There was no keyhole inside, just smooth steel walls with a 6-inch square window. It took Houdini only about 45 minutes to escape from that. Probably his most difficult escape was from a jail in Scotland. The jailer was a cunning old man, and he said he was sure Houdini would not escape from his jail. He put Houdini in a cell, fastened his hands and feet with handcuffs, and chained him to the door. Houdini soon got out of the handcuffs and chains and then set to work on the lock of the door. He tried every method he knew, with no effect. Time went by, still the door did not open. Finally, Houdini decided he would have to admit defeat. He leaned against the door completely tired. The door swung open and Houdini fell into the corridor. The cunning jailer had not locked the door. Some of Houdini's most dangerous escapes were from water. For instance, he would allow himself to be chained and hung upside down in a huge can of water. His feet would be sticking out through holes in the lid of the can. Then the whole can with Houdini in it would be placed inside a wooden box with the lid nailed down. Unbelievable as it may seem, it would take Houdini about 1 minute to escape from this. He also often allowed himself to be chained and nailed inside a wooden box, which was thrown into a river. The box would sink to the bottom, and Houdini would reappear free a few minutes later. On one occasion, Houdini's assistants threw the box with Houdini in it into the river, just as the police arrived. They had come to arrest Houdini for attempting to commit suicide. Houdini reappeared exactly 57 seconds later and convinced the police that he had no intention of committing suicide. Harry Houdini performed his famous stunt where he was submerged on the East River in a crate, New York City, 7th July 1912. He escaped in just under a minute. Houdini continued to introduce new tricks into his act throughout his life. He set up a remarkable record only a few months before his death at the age of 52. He was seated in a lead coffin, which was then thrown into a swimming pool. It was believed that the air in the coffin would last for about 10 minutes, when Houdini would have to come out. 10 minutes passed, then another 10, then the half hour. Still, Houdini did not appear. His assistants had fixed up an apparatus to broadcast Houdini's heartbeat, so they knew that he was still alive. But when an hour had gone by, people got worried. Finally, he came out of the coffin after 1 hour and 31 minutes. How did Houdini do all these amazing things? We have to confess that we do not know all the answers. Many people at the time were sure that Houdini had the help of magic spirits, but Houdini always laughed at the idea. He refused to tell his secrets because, obviously, people would not pay to see him perform if they knew how the tricks were done. Houdini also thought that with his secrets, a dishonest man could become a master criminal, able to open any safe and escape from any prison. He could even become the leader of a new religious movement and cheat thousands of simple people. However, we do know some of Houdini's secrets. We know that he had a thorough knowledge of locks and had invented several tiny tools which could open any lock. He usually had one of these hidden on him, sometimes in his hair, sometimes stuck to the sole of his foot. When he was searched, people never thought of looking in these places. As a result of constant training, he had learned to use toes as well as his fingers, and so he was able to work with both his hands and his feet when he was opening locks. By constant practice, he had learned to hold his breath underwater for several minutes and to breathe much more slowly than is normal. He had a thorough knowledge of magicians' tricks. At his death, he left a collection of over 5,000 books on the subject. He was one of those people who need very little sleep, so he was able to spend a great deal of time studying and practicing tricks while other people were asleep. But these are only a few small secrets. The rest of them died with Houdini.